Today, our lives revolve around things. We measure our worth in terms of our material possessions, in terms of our control over things outside ourselves. We gauge our success in life in terms of our productivity, that is, our ability to make these things. Our social system revolves around the production and consumption of material goods more than anything else. Even when we are not thinking about material objects, we represent our lives to ourselves as things. We consider our accomplishments, our future prospects, our social position, anything but how we actually feel. The end justifies the means, we say. That is, the products of our actions, the end results of our lives, are more important to us than the process of living itself. But products are the excrement of actions. Product is what is left over when the dust settles and the pulse returns to normal, when the day is done, when the coffin is laid in the ground. We do not exist in the settling dust or the scorecard. We are here in the present tense, in the making, the doing, the feeling. Just as we try to immortalize ourselves by fleeing into the world of fixed, deathless images, we try to externalize ourselves by thinking in terms of the results of our actions rather than our experience of the actions themselves. After all, it's so complicated to have to worry about whether you are really enjoying yourself, how you're feeling in the moment. It is easier to focus on the results, the hard evidence of your life. These things seem easier to understand and easier to control. Of course, today's average worker is used to thinking about the ends rather than the means. He spends most of his time and energy working at a job that in all likelihood does not fulfill his dreams. He looks forward to payday every 2 weeks, for he counts on his paycheck to make sense out of his life. Without it, he would feel like he was wasting his time. If he didn't look at the consequences of his actions as justification for them, life would be unbearable. What if he constantly considered how he was feeling as he bagged groceries, or asked himself if he was having fun every moment he struggled with the fax machine? Insofar as his everyday experience of life is tedious and meaningless, he needs to concentrate on the coming weekend, the next vacation, his next purchases, to fend off insanity. And eventually he is bound to generalize that mode of thinking to other parts of his life. He comes to evaluate possible actions according to the rewards they offer, just as he would evaluate a job according to the wage it offers. Thus, the present has lost almost all significance for modern man. Instead, he spends his life always planning for the future. He studies for a diploma rather than for the pleasure of learning. He chooses his job for social status, wealth, and security rather than for joy. He saves his money for big purchases and vacation trips, rather than to buy his way out of wage slavery and into full-time freedom. 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 And there is a place for art in our lives as a way to pour feeling back into the world when the heart is full to overflowing. But if you keep trying to do it after it is unnecessary, you eventually force out your heart and the rest of your inside. Remember the fairy tale of the goose and the golden egg? Products are the excrement of action. Products are the excrement of action. Products are the excrement of actions. Product is what is left over when the dust settles and the pulse returns to normal, when the day is done, when the coffin is laid in the ground. We do not exist in the settling dust or the scorecard. We are here in the present tense, in the making, the doing, the feeling. Just as we try to immortalize ourselves by fleeing into the world of fixed, deathless images, we try to externalize ourselves by thinking in terms of the results of our actions rather than our experience of the actions themselves. Products are the excrement of action. Of action. Of action. Of action. But products are the excrement of action. Of action. Of action. Of action. Of action. Of action. let us make living our art. We're all so obsessed with making a mark.
Mark, mark, mark.
Real revolution.
Revolution.
And there is a place for art in our lives as a way to pour feeling back into the world when the heart is full to overflowing. But if you keep trying to do it after it is unnecessary, you eventually force out your heart and the rest of your insides. Remember the fairy tale of the goose and the golden egg? We must put life and experience first. We must meet the world with only this in mind, as fresh and innocent as when we were children, with no intentions to cannibalize, categorize, organize, or simplify the profound infinities of our experiences. Otherwise, we will miss what is most vital, most beautiful, most immediate in this world. In our search for things that can be pressed, flattened, and preserved, quote, for all time. Imagination should be used first and foremost to transform everyday reality, not just to make symbolic representation,
ball of representation, ball of representation, ball of representation, ball of representation, ball of representation, ball of representation, ball of representation, ball of representation, ball of representation, ball of representation, ball of
Anyway, let us make living our art rather than seeking to make mere art out of our lives. Let's stop making history. We're all so obsessed with making a mark and start living. That would be a real revolution.